Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Yud. We are here at the bottom of Tes on the base, four lines up. Rebbe Hai Bu'ulas Baal, my Avilei. We had yesterday, if you remember, we had a machlokas between, or discussion between Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan. What is the makor, what is the source for the fact that Bia works by Kedushin? So already at the beginning of the Sechta, right, we had Rebbe Shita, that it's, the pasuk says, Ki Kachi Shisha Ubala. And Rabbi Yochanan yesterday had introduced the pasuk of Hibul Azbal, that she has been slept with by her husband. So we had yesterday, the end of yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan, we discussed what Rabbi Yochanan does with Revi's pasuk of Ubala, and now we're back flipping it around. What does Revi do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of Bu'ulas Baal? So four lines up in Testament, Revi, hi, Bu'ulas Baal, my Avidle. What does he do with that pasuk? So he uses that pasuk to teach us the following halacha, that Baal osa osa Bu'ula Shalokadarka, Vein Akar osa osa Bu'ula Shalokadarka, that only if someone sleeps with a woman, Shalokadarka, right from behind, so that is only, she's only going to make her a legal Bu'ula, a legal non-version, right, if it is the husband who she's sleeping with and not through somebody else. The Gemara says, really, Rebbe holds like that? That's Rebbe Shita? Vatanya, we just learned yesterday, right, in the middle of yesterday's daf. The higher up on this amud, Bala Yudanashim, if 10 men slept with a now Marasa, with a woman who had just had Kiddushin, Vadain hi Basula, she's still a Basula, Kulam Baskila, all of them get Skila, i.e., if all of them slept with her, Bia Shalogadarka, and she's still a halachic virgin, right? So then they all get Skila. We said yesterday, there's a difference between a woman who cheats on her husband, if she's a Ba'ula versus a Basula, if she's a virgin or not, if she's a non-version, if she's a Ba'ula, then everybody gets Chenek, and if it's a Basula, then you get Skila. So here we're saying that everybody is sleeping with her, Shalogadarka, all of them are going to get, therefore get Skila, because she's still a Basula. But Rebbe Omer, Rebbe was the one who said that Omerani, I say, Harisha Maskila Kulam Chenek. Now only the first guy gets Skila. The rest of them, after the guy who's not her husband sleeps with her, they all get Chenek, because she's considered to be a legal Ba'ula. So you can't tell me, that's not what Rebbe holds. Rebbe doesn't hold that Bia Shalogadarka, that for someone who's not her husband, makes her into a non-version, makes her into a Ba'ula, right? It's Beferish. So Rebbe Zera says, no. Modu Rebbe Linyan Knas, the Kulu Mishalmi. What he means is, Rebbe doesn't mean that all of them are going to get punished through Chenek. What he means is, again, it's a little bit tough to read in the words, right? Because it says really says Beferish. But really, right, Rebbe doesn't hold that she's going to be considered to be a Ba'ula, because what he's talking about is to pay the knas, meaning if someone rapes Rachman al-Slan, or if someone rapes a Nara Marasa, or a Nara rather, even before she's engaged, so you have to pay the knas. Basically, Rebbe Zera is basically saying that if the case is a Nara that is not married, not a Nara Marasa, so Rebbe would hold that all 10 of them would have to pay the knas. So meaning that it's not talking about it's not talking about the punishment of Misa. Okay, either way, right? Fine. So the Gemara just says, Maishna Mikatla. So the Gemara says, okay, well, understand. Well, why would that be any different? Why would you say that all 10 of them are going to get fined? They're going to have to pay the 50 shkolim as if they were sleeping with a basula. But by Misa, right, they were going to consider it as if that's a Ba'ula. Why should it be different? So where's the shiny awesome? Damakra, ma isha shishachav imo, ima levado. The pasuk says by Misa, right, only the guy who sleeps with her, only him, right, levado is, excludes, right, other cases. So that by Nar Marasa, that if someone sleeps with her, so that only that one, right, is going to die. Again, theoretically, the concept of that pasuk is talking about the guy who sleeps with her and rapes her, as opposed to the woman. But Rebbe darshens out in our case, right? Again, when you have 10 guys who sleep with her shlokadarka, right? That only the first guy gets that skila, and the rest of them get chenek. But all of them, according to Rebbe, would get the knas. Okay, so what are the chachamim use? Meaning those who disagree with Rebbe that they would not pay the knas. That they would, all of them would get skila. What do they do with that pasuk of levado, which Rebbe uses to teach me that the first guy gets skila and everybody else gets chenek? So Gemara says, "Mibaylei leketatani." They would use it for the following. just lost place. Okay, umesu gamshnehem, right? Ad shiyu shavim keechad devi Rabbi Yosher. Meaning that when the pasuk says that both of them are going to die, right? That is, they have to be the same. Meaning they have to, both have to be older than being a gadol, right? If there's both of them have to be gadolim, meaning that if there's people who cheat with each other, right? Again, there's a woman cheats on her husband, and a husband, obviously both of them. Both the cheater and the woman are going to die. That's the pasuk says. Umesu gamshnehem. Both of them are going to die. Both of them have to be equal. De Rabbi Yosha, Rabbi Yonos and Amar umesa isha shechavimo levada. No, even that if the girl is a ketana, right? That you're going to kill. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosha, there's only a chiyav misa if both the cheating parties are gedolim. But if the girl is a ketana, so then. Or I guess the other way around also, meaning if the guy's a katan, well, I'm not going to do that. Oh, yeah, if somebody's a katan, so then, umayisha shekhev limadabado, right? Chazal used that puzzle to teach me that, yes, one of them, the guy who's a gadol, or the woman who's a gadol, a gadola, right, would get a chiyav misa, and you don't need both of them necessarily to be over bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. Okay, fine. Vaitan. Rabbi Yochanan, hai svarim inale. Now, so where does Rabbi Yochanan get this drasha from? Right, again, this sheet of what did Rebbe say? We said, going back to what Rebbe said, that Ubula's Baal teaches me that only the husband sleeping with the woman, Shloka Darka, makes her into Ubula. So where does Rabbi Yochanan know that from? So where it says, Haizar Minali, Imke Niftov Kra Ubula's Ba'ish. Well, if what's Bula's Baal? I mean, if he uses it from the fact that it says Baal and not Ish, my Bula's Baal, Shmami Natarti, right, you learn both. And first of all, that the husband can do Kiddushin with Bia, and so too, that is only his Bia Shel Kedark is going to make her into Bula and not anybody else's. Okay. Says Gemara now. Yiboilu, Shaila is like this. Tchilas Bia Kona, Osof Bia Kona. What is, when we say Bia works to do Kiddushin, which part of Bia, right? There's the beginning, right? There's with the Evarim, just touch, and then there's the Sof Bia, right after everything is finished. So what part of that process, right, is going to acquire the woman, is going to create Kiddushin. What's a nafkamina? Well, Kigon Shahar Abba, right? Let's say they had the first stage of Kiddushin, but there was no Gemar Kiddushin. They didn't have a Gemar Bia. They didn't finish the Bia. Upashti Yadav Kibla Kiddushin Me'achar. And then later on, right, a few days later, she goes and accepts Kiddushin from somebody else. Kesef, let's say Kiddushin Kesef. Right, Inami, or another nafkamina, the Kohen Gadol, the Gakani Basula Babia. Or can a Kohen Gadol, right, who has to marry a Basula, has to marry a virgin, can he do Kiddushin, right, through Bia, right, through Tchilas Bia? Meaning, if it's only Sof Bia that's Kona, so then the woman's not going to be a virgin by the time, right, he's done. So like Amrami, Mishmeder Avar, they said the Paskin is called a Bo, Daita Lark Mar Bia, right, anybody who's Bia with a woman is thinking about the end, so it must be that the end, right, is Kona. Okay. Yiboilu. Now this is the most of today's daf deals with this shaila. Bia nisuin osa o erisin osa, right? We know that Bia creates kiddushin, erisin, and we know that it does nisuin as well. That the nisuin, again, the whole discussion of what nisuin is, but Bia definitely does nisuin, right, after, right, kiddushin has been done. So let's say he does Bia, right, for kiddushin. Does that also do nisuin? Right, it's a little bit of a strange phraseology. He says, does it do either one? Well, the answer is it does both. But the question is, if you do it for Kiddushin, does that also cover Nisuin? So that's Filiga Rashi, right? That's what Rashi says. Hamakash Bia, right? Ihavia Bahach Bia Kin Nisuin. Oh, Eina Elikashar Erzin. Is it only the first stage Kiddushin Erzin? Or does it also accomplish Nisuin? So what's the Nafkamina? It's Nafkamina, the Yorsha. Right? Again, what's the Nafkamina? Well, the Nafkamina is whether they're married through Kiddushin or they're married with Nisuin. What are some of the Nafkaminas for that? So the Nafkamina is the Yorsha to inherit her, right? You only inherit a woman that you're fully married to, not after Nisuin. Litamela, right? A Kohen who's going to be Mitami for his wife, only a wife from Nisuin. Ulehver Nidara, to be able to be made for her Nidarim. And again, the Achronim kind of point out that there are a lot more Nafkaminas to between someone who's married, right, through Nisuin Someone who's married through just Erison, the Pelek Suba, just off the top of my head, right? There are a bunch of other examples, but okay, the Gemara gives a few of them. So, yeah, Nisuin Osa. So, if you tell me that Bia does Kiddushin and Nisuin, so then you're a Shema Tamala made from the Rea. Then, sure enough, he inherits her. The Kohen would become Tami for her because they're fully married, and he can also be made from the Darim. If you tell me that the Bia only does Kiddushin, then Enu Yosha, he does not inherit her. Enu Matamala, the Kohen would not become Tami for her. Enu Mefer Medarea. And he wouldn't have full stake in being made for her Nadarim. So Gemara says, so what's the deal? So I'm going to buy, we're going to bring a bunch of proofs. Abai tries, the first proof is like this. A lot of them are similar, but Abai takes the first stab at it, and he says, Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Father can marry off his daughter, give her four Kiddushin, either one of the three ways, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia that we mentioned, and he's also able to, he's zocha to anything she finds, he legally owns anything she finds, and in the stuff that she makes, the salary she might, collect, and he can be made for Nidorim, he can also accept her get, but he's not allowed necessarily to eat her peros, right? Again, if there's some sort of if she has some sort of inheritance, right, he's not allowed to benefit from the, let's say, the produce of that field. Nises, right, if she gets married after that, yes, or love aval, right, so then the husband has more rights to the wife than the daughter, than the father has to the daughter, right, just, even though it's the same person, right? She'ocho peros bechaya, because he's able to, enjoy the peros, he's able to, kind of use the peros of that field, right, while she's still alive. So, what's the proof? Like, Ketani Bia, the Ketani Nises, right? What does the Bryce say? Bryce says that the father can give his daughter over to Kiddushin, Kesestar Bia. Then he says, if she does Nisuin, well, the husband has more power, etc. So that seems to be two different stages. So the Gemara says, no, Ketani Nises, Ashara. Maybe it just meant that all the other stages, then maybe it doesn't prove anything. It could mean that Bia creates Nisuin, and when the Bryce said Nises, it just means that there was Kiddushin with Kesef or Shtar. Amar Rava tries another proof. Again, a similar kind of similar vein. Tashma, I'll bring you another proof. Shalosh Shanim V'Yomechad. Right, if you marry off a girl who's 3 years old in one day, Miskadesh is Bia, you can marry her with Bia. Her Bia is legitimate. Right, obviously Rashi says Midasa Av. Right, from the father's with the father's consent. Av Apakos Mikan, but less than 3 years, Kenosin Etzba Ba'ayin Ve'No Bia. That's not at all considered to be a halachic legal bia. Okay, so that's the minimum age. Yavam kana, and from 3 years old and up, if Yavam would have bia with her, then he would acquire her completely as a wife, then he would marry her. And if someone sleeps with her, Rahman al-Islam, if the Rashi says that if her father accepted Kiddushin for her, right, she would be usur because she's a married woman. Umitama is Boala, and she'd be mitame, someone she slept with, if she's Anita, right? Obviously, she's not 3 years old, but let's say she's 10, 11, whatever, right? So, if she was sleep with him when she's Anita, when the Tame Mishkav Tachton Ke Elyon, she would make him mitame Tachton Elyon, Mishkav Moshav, Moshav Mishkav, whoever you call it, that's the princess and the Pituma, that if you're on the top mattress, right, a person who is this type of tuma, if you're on the top mattress, and there are 10 mattresses underneath you, all of them become tame, and she would make her husband into that, or whoever sleeps with her make her into that. Then this is the kohen, and if she's married to the kohen, ochelz b'truma, she can eat truma. Then bala echad mikol arayos shimatora, and if any one of the arayos sleep with her, then mumsin al yada, they get killed. V'hip tura, she gets off because she's still a ketana. Then bala echad napsulim, and if you have anybody who would passel her from the kahuna, so passel them from the, that would passel her from the kahuna. But again, what's the rabbi's proof? What would katani bia with katani nisays, right? The first thing we said was that she's able to be miskadeshes with bia, and then, right, we said later that in Nisais, right, that the first line on the Amud, if she Nisais the Kohen, if she had Nisuin. So apparently we see that Bia does not create Nisuin. So the Gemara says, is it Kahaki Kamer? No, this is what it means. E honey Nisuin the Kohen Ninu Ochelz Vachuma. That's all. It's not trying to say that she has Kiddushin and Nisuin. What it means is that if the Nisuin was done with a Kohen, i.e., the Nisuin that maybe you could have done with Bia that would create both Kiddushin and Nisuin, if that was from a Kohen, then she needs Truma. It's not coming to weigh in on this discussion of whether Bia does Kiddushin and Nisuin or just Kiddushin. Tashma, another proof. Kfar Shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzah Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira the Netzivim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in the city of Netzivim. He sent him the following message. Shemati Alecha Shata Omer Arusa Bas Yisrael L'Chalos Betruma. I heard that an Arusa, right, a Bas Yisrael who has Erusin, his Kiddushin, first stage of marriage, with a Kohen, eats Truma. And Shalach L'Chalo, so I sent back to him, right, he sent back to him, Vata Yeta Omer Kain. What, you don't hold like that? Right, Mukhsir Kani V'cha Shata Baki V'chadri Torah. Right, I have a chazaka with you, Yochanan ben Bagbag. You're able to darshan the Torah, literally just b'kal v'chomer, so you to learn how to kal v'chomer. So iyata yudea, right? Don't you know the following kal v'chomer? Umashivcha kanan shein biyasa machilasa v'tshuma. But kaspa machilasa v'tshuma. By the case of a shivcha kananis, you can't acquire her with bia to allow her to eat truma. But if a kohen buys her, so then she does eat truma because she fulfills the mosque of kinyan kaspo. She's his property. So zushi biyasa machilasa v'tshuma. Ain't no dincha kaspa machilasa v'tshuma. Well, this case by a woman whose bia will acquire her. My wife bia acquires her for truma. Says so too that meaning that bia that's used for nisuin, right? That makes them fully married, right? Certainly that her kesef, that the kiddushin should allow her to eat truma as well. Avama esa, but what am I supposed to do? Shari am a chacham. The chazal already said in arusa bas yisrael lechalos betruma achi dekanes lechupa, right? An arusa that's a bas yisrael that's married to a kohen only through erusin is not allowed to eat truma, right, until they get fully married, and we'll see a couple of reasons for that. Right, we had, I think, one Rem already, maybe we had both, I'm not sure, but we'll definitely see the second one. In tomorrow's daf, we're not going to do it today, it's at the bottom here. But one of them, the one that we mentioned already in the Masechta, is that maybe she will feed, right, her parents, because she's still in the Beis Avia. Okay, either way, what's the proof over here that we're trying to bring about what Bia does? And so the Gemara explains, and tries to elaborate the proof that we're trying to bring. What is the case? Again, we're comparing. What are we saying? We're saying by just like an Ami, Shivka Kananis is not acquired through Bia, but she is acquired through Kesef. So if someone is acquired through Bia, certainly Kesef should work to make someone eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case we're comparing? Right, again, we're assuming that Bia is more powerful, right? Because if Bia doesn't work here, but works here, right? So then money, which works where Bia doesn't work, certainly in the case where Bia works, money should also work. Right, so that's the logic we're using, right? So the Gemara says, "Echidami iba bia shalidei." What's the comparison between bia, right, in kesef? Iba bia shalidei chupa, but kesef shalidei chupa. If we're comparing bia and kesef after chupa, right, or with along with chupa, probably more accurately, right? So the Gemara says, "But to vayam mecha achel." What do you mean? But both of those cases, right, she can eat, right? Obviously, that's full marriage by both of them. Right, that doesn't make any sense. Ella, maybe, but maybe there's no reason to compare the two. She's able to eat truma. Again, we're saying that in one scenario, you're not allowed to eat truma, right? Good. Okay. So, if we're comparing, then bia after chuppah, or with that comes with chuppah, meaning that they're fully married, because they're shaloi de chuppah, and just kesef kiddushin, so achatar de vachachada. Well, that's not a good comparison either, because in the case of bia, they had kiddushin and erusin, and now we're just dealing with the case of kiddushin, so you can't compare those two either, at all. So, elo lav, must be that we're comparing to bia shaloi de chuppah, because of shaloi de chuppah. We're saying that bia is stronger than kesef, and both scenarios, right, are for kiddushin. And now, here's the proof. If you tell me that Bia does Kiddushin and Nisuin, and therefore it's more powerful over here, but in this case, that's why they assumed that Bia is more stronger, right, than Kesef. It affects more things, right? It is more powerful. So Eliya, and that was the basis of the Kal V'Chomer, right? Otherwise, the Kal V'Chomer falls apart. Right? Eliya is Kiddushin Nosa, but if you tell me that all Bia does is just Kiddushin, well, so does Kesef. Kesef also does Kiddushin. Why would you assume that Bia obviously works and that you're not sure if Kesef works? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and that should be our proof. Apparently we see, right, that it must be that Bia does Kiddushin and Nisuin. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, L'olam Eim L'cha Bia Shal Yidei Chupa V'Kesef Shalo Yidei Chupa. Really, it's not a good proof, because the case over here is Bia after chuppah, right, which means they're fully married, and money that has been used just, right for kiddushin. What was the problem with that? The kamarta hakatarti v'hakachado, right? Didn't you? The whole problem with that was, well, that's two stages versus one stage, right? Now, what kind of kal v'chomer is that? So kal v'chomer me, I say, there's still a kal v'chomer. V'achi shalachlei, and this was the shayla. Ma shivka kananis she'im biyasa ma'achilasa v'truma afile aydi chupa, right? Just like a shivka kananis is not able to eat truma if you do bia and chupa, because it's obviously not relevant by shivka kananis. Kaspa ma'achilasa, but if you buy her, then it does allow her to eat below chuppah, right? Even without chuppah. So zu should be asam achilasa b'truma sh'aydei chuppah. So by a wife who is allowed to eat truma after bia and chuppah, eno dinja kasma achilasa b'truma below chuppah. Certainly, it should allow her to eat truma even if she hasn't had chuppah. Avo ma'asa, but what am I supposed to do? Shari am l'chacham me'en arusa b'az yishol achilasa b'truma achit kan ez l'chuppah mishim de'ula. Right, but we had a din de'rabanan. We had in the Rebbe, what is he supposed to do? Who ben bagbag? And just to finish off, or just to ben bagbag, why doesn't he hold like al b'chomer? Right? Shikav shivka kananis lo shayber kinyana. Right? They're completely different. You can't compare shivka kananis, right, and marrying a wife. By shivka kananis, when you buy her, there's nothing else to do. Right? B'hachab over here, by marriage, right, once you do kiddushin, shayber kinyana, you're still lacking. You still have something left over to acquire her fully. Until you do nisuin, right? So the fact that you're able to use money or whatever, kiddushin, bia, right? It's not comparable whatsoever, but they're still stuck in stage to be performed, so you can't compare those two kinyanim. Okay, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.